This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
And it's this time of the week on our podcast we talk to our Fab FM tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Always a delight to talk to Richard. Not only is it good to catch up with him, but to find out more information about what's happening in the cyber world, as they say. G'day, Richard.
Hello, Paul, and hello to all the listeners. Hope you're staying safe and stay well at the moment as well.
We are. Yes. Now, we often talk, Richard, about antivirus protection solutions. How many do we need?
One is all you need, but I still see people go along and they've got more than one commercial antivirus. So there's a bit of difference here, Paul. There's the commercial antiviruses and there is Windows Defender, which comes with your Windows 10 computer. So commercial antivirus is one that you pay for, like your Norton or your Trend on there as well. So I saw somebody the other day, they had McAfee. Please don't put McAfee on your computer, just a bit of a tip out there. And they had Norton as well. The computer was so slow and the bloke couldn't figure out. Remove the two of them, let Defender run, all came back to life as well. So remember, one commercial antivirus, if you don't want to use Defender, which is still very, very good. I think it's the equivalent of the ones that you actually pay for out there as well. If you've got more than one, it can result in issues. And I've got to say, as soon as we remove those two antiviruses, suddenly all the Windows updates started working as well. Because your commercial antiviruses, in some cases, will stop Windows updates coming down.
Yeah, well, it's what you've got your inbuilt one. There's no need to spend all of that money on something else.
No, because we give you the basics every week. So you don't click links and emails. You don't go to unsafe websites. You know, they're the two things. You keep your computer up to date. They're the basics of keeping your computer safe from the outside influence.
I will never use a Norton antivirus. Never, ever, ever, ever. And you know why?
Because you got stung once.
No, because their name. Anybody who names their antivirus after the mate of Ralph Cramden on The Honeymooners.
Hey, Norton! Hey, Norton! What are you doing, Norton?
For kids out there, if you don't know what The Honeymooners is, go over to YouTube. Right, there's Jackie Gleason on The Honeymooners. Tell you what I saw the other day, Paul, because you and I, we do go off on a tangent.
We do.
The Toy with Richard Pryor and Jackie Gleason. If you can get it at the moment, you might want to grab it before it gets banned.
Really?
All right. Oh, it's a bit, Jackie Gleason's son on there wants somebody to play with and things like that. So okay. They decided to buy Richard Pryor.
Right.
So, yes.
Right, okay. Now, that would go down very well now, not.
No. Yes, no. We don't, yeah. But, it's been like, I'm wondering when they're going to try and do something about Blazing Saddles.
Oh, I love, yes, but you see, Blazing Saddles was actually the black man in Blazing Saddles. Was
Cleveland Little.
Yeah, but he was the hero.
Mm.
Yeah, so I don't think there's anything wrong with Blazing Saddles. What's your problem there?
Well, a couple of lines in there, Paul, or a bit.
All right. The thing that I learned out of Blazing Saddles is that don't eat that much baked beans.
Exactly right.
Blazing Saddles, great. But listen, back to The Honeymooners. They lived in this very small apartment, and Norton lived upstairs, right? And Jackie Gleason, who was Ralph Cramden, he was a bus driver, and Norton worked in the sewers. Remember that?
One of these days, Alice. Of these days.
He said, you're going to the moon, Alice. You're going to the moon.
I love that. I love that. Not that I watched it very much.
I think we all did.
And can I tell you a bit of trivia? Now, seeing we've gone off onto this tangent, right, do you want a little bit of trivia?
Of course, Paul.
Yogi Bear. Yogi Bear was based on Norton.
Yeah, he would have been too, yes.
Because Norton used to say, hey, Ralphie, hey, Ralphie. And of course, Yogi Bear used to go, hey, smarter than the average bat, hey, hey.
We should do a podcast where we do imitations of people, Paul.
What's your imitation?
No, I do very bad imitations of people.
You do a very good Richard Pascoe. That's all I know.
I do,
Which gets us back on to track. Okay, we're talking to our tech guy, Richard Pascoe, about all nonsense and everything, and we shove a little bit of tech talk in there as well.
That's it.
Now, do you ever check for Windows updates? Well, of course we check. I mean, that's a no-brainer question.
Yeah, but a lot of people think it's automatic, Paul, so they don't go in there and they don't have a look as well. So it pays you to go along inside and just have a look every now and again, and I'll say once a month, open it up, have a look, see what, you know, just in case it's got stuck along the way. And if your Windows updates don't work, it's a sign that there is something wrong and your computer could be infected. So if they're not working, you've got to do something about it. Because Windows updates are your first line of defense against getting an infection on your computer. Because what they do is hackers target holes in the operating system, which is why we have updates to plug those holes. Sounds logical, doesn't it, Paul?
It does.
Yep. So if the updates don't work, restart your computer, open up Defender or your commercial antivirus and do a full scan of the computer just in case it's infected. And if they still don't work after that, you need to go and get your computer fixed because you need those updates working.
Okay, we move on to cleaner. You don't need it. You don't need it. Well, that's what it says here, cleaner. And
It's called Sea Cleaner, Paul.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was just cleaner.
The computer cleaner for stammerers.
Oh, I got you.
And I'm not making fun
of
anybody either.
No, don't make fun of anybody who does that. Please don't do that.
No.
Okay, now, cleaner, you don't need it, and Microsoft are recommending you get rid of it.
CCleaner will be on lots of listeners' computers out there, Paul. It's been put on by techs over the years, not me. And they say, you know, run it, it'll fix all your issues. If anybody ever comes in, you know, or you take it somewhere and they put a program on there that will supposedly fix everything, I think you wasted your money out there because you don't need to do this. So they always go, it clears up all the space, so people run it all the time. But Defender is now flagging this as something called potentially unwanted software, which is, I think it's great that they're doing this. The reason they're flagging it is because some of the newer installs of CCleaner want to bring in the dreaded Avast Free Antivirus and AVG Antivirus. So without you knowing it, they'll install it for you, Paul. And that's not good. We don't want that sort of thing on there at all.
No.
So CCleaner, uninstall it. If you've got Avast and AVG, I'd recommend you uninstall those as well because they're not very good at all. People go, but how do I clean up the computer, Richard? How do I make sure then that everything, you know, that the rubbish on there and things I've deleted have actually gone? Windows 10 actually comes with it built in. So if you do a search on your computer, and this will be up on the website for you to go along and have a look, is a thing called Storage Sense. Now, if you turn Storage Sense on, it will go along and do exactly what CCleaner was supposed to do, but without installing any crap on your computer. So it's a good idea. But if you've got CCleaner on there, do yourself a favour, get rid of it.
Terrific. We're talking with our tech guy, Richard Pascoe. Richard, a question without notice, but you would be you'd be delighted with this as I was, because you're not a great fan of TikTok. And you've told us before, this Chinese company, TikTok, all sorts of, you feel so many problems with this mob. And Donald Trump has said, get out of America. Either you get sold to somebody else, American company, or get out.
Looks like Microsoft might end up buying them.
Well, that would be a good thing. One would think then they'd clean it up, because just very briefly, tell the listeners your concerns with TikTok.
My concerns with TikTok are, and the US intelligence services and that say it's about the data that it grabs. But my concern is with TikTok, apart from some of the nasty things you can see on there, is the facial scanning. So China lead the world in facial scanning technology. So one of the ways that you can go along with TikTok is go along, if you see anybody on there, you can scan their face in and search for everything that they've done on there as well. So what I think a lot of people don't realise is if your kids are on there, your kids' faces are being scanned and uploaded. So, you know, it doesn't matter. They don't have to search for little Johnny or, you know, anybody like that. They just search for faces on there. So it's a collection of data and information. And the Chinese government have a law on there that any company that is based in China must hand over, if requested, all intellectual property. That's where I have the real concern with this.
Yes, yes. Look, China at the moment, you know, and something else just associated with China. I mean, this country that brought us COVID-19, causing deaths and misery and economic disaster for so many countries, our country as well. Is there any sign, and I know the answer to this and it's no, is there any sign of China reaching out to us or any other country and saying, can we help you with this? Absolutely nil.
Yeah. Yep. Well, I haven't seen it.
They don't. They haven't reached out. They haven't even said, look, we've brought this disease to you. Let us now help you. Is there any way we can help you? Can we send equipment? Can we send all of this stuff that, you know, masks or anything? Nothing. Nothing from this nation. I'll tell you one thing. I am not going to China ever, 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 ever.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with you, Paul. The world would have to be a different place for me to travel to China.
And by the way, China, if you're hearing this broadcast, and apparently you monitor everything, don't do business with them. If we could get away with not doing business with them and manufacture our own goods, I'd say so, mate, because I'm fair dinkum.
It would be great if we could, but we seem to have gone beyond all of that. It's just,
well,
yeah.
ScoMo, I'd love him to say, get stuffed, China.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my bit. Okay, we finally, after all of this, get to the crap tech item of the week. Now, you've done something similar to this before, because I can remember a fan being mentioned to keep you cool. This is a hat.
We had a fan on a hat.
Fan on a hat. Yes, this is hands-free neck fan.
So what it does, Paul, it droops around. So there is a rubber band, basically, a big stiff plastic band that goes around your neck. Now, in front of your face, you can end up with two fans blowing in your face that are about the size of the palm of your hand as well. So it holds, it literally sits on your shoulders and blows on. So people from a distance will think you actually look like Fearless Fly.
What?
If you don't know who Fearless Fly is, people, just Google it and you'll come up with that. All right. So it's a mini USB rechargeable personal fan. It's got three speeds, it's got LED lights on there. You don't want this. And they say it's for travel, sports, home, office or cooking. I don't know where the cooking bit came in. It says when you're walking, you don't want to hold a fan. No, I don't particularly want to go aside with one either. It's got a unique hand-free and headphone design because it sits on your neck at the time. They say it's lightweight, a mini design made from skin-friendly silicon material. You won't feel uncomfortable. Can I just say, Paul, people walking past you will feel a bit uncomfortable actually walking past you at the time because you're going to look like an absolute goose at this as well.
Oh.
You can take it everywhere. Say it's... And, you know, sometimes, Paul, when we go along and we criticise poor English when they're written up, which is a bit of a sign, people, that if they can't write that, they can't make a product. So they say it's prefect for indoor and outdoor activities. It's not prefect for anything as well. They say it's ideal for personal calling, office, outdoor activities such as camping, trips, hiking, climbing, watching sports. If you go to a football game and you've got finals up there, haven't you, Paul?
Yeah.
And you put this thing on to blow wind in your face, let me tell you, I can't see you lasting long at the ground.
No, but not at the croc pit. If you wore this at the croc pit, I'd tell you what, they'd probably throw you out.
And good for them too for doing that as well. And it's a bit of a disclaimer at the bottom. It says, for long-haired people, please tie the hair when wearing the fan to prevent it from being stirred into the fan. That would be hilarious, Paul. It really would. So if you're Fabio and you're wearing this, and if you don't know who Fabio is, please Google it as well. All the hair would go into the fan as well. One of the funniest things I've seen, $16. Please don't buy a next free fan.
Good stuff. Now, I was looking at who Fearless Fly is.
Than a flash of light. It's Fearless Fly.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
No fly swatter can harm him.
So they got a fly swatter there, and of course, what he is, he's a super fly. He's like Superman.
Yeah, but he's got huge eyes, hasn't he?
He's got huge eyes, and yeah, and he's got, are they sunglasses or are they eyes?
They're eyes.
As he removes his glasses, which generate millions of megatons of energy.
Oh, no, he did have glasses, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, yes, he just took them off, and he lives in a matchbox.
Yeah.
Oh, and he has another identity. He's just a normal fly with a cowboy hat.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And listen, I guess what they got here, what we were talking about last week.
Well, our heroes have been tricked into making a detour on their way to Mount Patton to find Bullwinkle's mine. Their nemesis is, who else, that fiend in human form, Boris Badenov.
Ah, but remember, a fiend in need is a fiend indeed.
Now Rocky and Bullwinkle are bouncing along through a top-secret military reservation.
Sure, a lot of billboards on this road. I can't see the view.
I love it. I love Rocky and Bullwinkle.
They're great cartoons.
Okay, we've got to come back from the tangent and say, what is your website?
Head over to talktech.com.au.
Gee, you know, I hope people learn something from this. I mean, some of the younger people must think we're sort of people from a psychiatric establishment. But I guess people who've got a bit of mileage on them, like you and me, would appreciate some of this old stuff.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah, I think some of the old stuff is great stuff because we don't get today what we had as kids.
You're right.
And, you know some of that really kind of bothers me sometimes, you know, and we've talked about the Three Stooges hitting each other over the head with hammers. We never did it as a kid.
Whoop, 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 whoop. Yeah, why certainly?
Because we knew it was fake, but nowadays, you know, poor kids, they can't do anything.
Well, also, they see those cartoons. Have you seen some of the cartoons they're turning out from Asia? And they're people who, you know, their eyes melt people and kill them. And, oh, my goodness, we didn't have that. We just had, you know, Foghorn Leghorn.
Yes.
I say, boy, this is Foghorn Leghorn. Hey, boy, you remember that?
I do.
Gotta go. See ya.
See ya, Paul.